Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm super excited for today's show because we're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. We're going to be talking about the mystical and the magical. And I have a very special guest here that is going to share with us all about the Akashic Records. Her name is Deborah Lupien. She is a spiritual teacher, best-selling author of Akasha Unleashed, with a big picture view of the Akashic Records. And I want you to take the number down, 1-800-930-2819, because Deborah is going to do little mini openings of the Akashic Records for anybody that wants to have their records open today. And she's going to teach us all about that. So a little bit about my guest before I introduce her to you. She is the answer diva of AkashaUnleashed.com and is an author, motivational speaker, and Akashic Records expert. She specializes in helping professional women understand how their soul is wired so that they can turn their shortcomings into superpowers. Deborah spent decades as a disempowered victim, searching for her own purpose. It took many years of false starts before she found her answers. Now she's on fire to help other women get their answers sooner so that they can have more confidence, clarity, and outright bliss because they deserve it. Well, what can be better than that? Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Yes, I'm so honored to have you on because the Akashic Records is something that you're going to be talking to us today about, how we can learn more about the Akashic Records, what that is, and what that experience was like for you when that fated time came in your life before you became empowered. So I wanted to bring out the answer to what is it exactly that, how did you become an expert in this field? How did you become an expert? That's really the question here.
It's a very long story, so I'll try to make it short. It's all because of a horse. I got the horse and she had physical and emotional problems. She'd been traumatized. So in trying to help her, I learned a lot of different modalities, one of them being animal communication, which opened up my latent psychic ability that I had as a child, but I'd totally forgotten about. And so doing the animal communication opened that door for me, but then I wanted more. My soul just kept crying for more. I knew there was a greater purpose, but I didn't know what it was. And that's what so many people are experiencing. So when I finally discovered the Akashic Records, it was like heaven opened up, the angels sang, and I was home. And this is what I was supposed to do. And it's just such a delight. It's bliss. It is heaven on earth.
It is heaven on earth. Absolutely. Don't you think that this is our time now as we are embodying heaven on earth and bringing heaven to earth as we're going to be inheriting the earth as our home while we're here?
Absolutely. There is an energetic shift that's happening right now on the earth and with the beings that live here. We are all raising our vibrational frequencies higher and higher, which will prepare us for that new age. And that's why so many souls are awakening. They're suddenly realizing, I'm more than just a body and an ego. there is a soul here and there's so much more.
And the soul is, that's really what it is about, because part of our past, the way that we used to live, is kind of disconnected from our soul, not even aware of our soul having pain or whatever. We've just been unconscious about it. And now really bringing the soul in continuous communication and healing and intuiting, what does the soul want? What does the soul want to experience? That is all part of our awakening, right?
Absolutely. Well, what I've gotten from my studies is that the prime directive, if you will, from Creator is come here, have a physical third dimensional experience, figure out what feeds your soul and do it. That's raising your consciousness level, and have fun, find your bliss. That's all we're supposed to do, quote supposed, right? Because really it's about being here, finding more joy and expanding.
Yeah. And so why do you think that's so hard for some people?
Well, society has trained us that we have all these obligations and they're shooting on us all of the time. And then for myself, I felt there was some greater purpose, something I, quote, should do. And what I've learned is no, it's do what feeds your soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Do what feeds your soul. But we've been trained and conditioned not to even consider the soul, not to even ask those questions. And that's what you're going to help us with today. I want to find out a little bit more about your book, Akasha Unleashed. And so it's an international best-selling book. And I want to let people know where they can get it. And it's a manual. It's a missing manual. Can you tell us more about what it is about and, let us know about, you know, how that book for beginners can really help or even advanced people.
Sure. Well, I'll show you what it looks like. It's Akasha Unleashed, the missing manual to you. And it came about because of my study in the Akashic Records. And I can help so many people individually and in groups, but there are a great many other people out there who are seeking more. So the book was divinely inspired to get the word out, to let people know that this resource even exists, because so many are unaware of it. And the missing manual to you is a bit of a misnomer, because people think they're buying the manual. And no, the point is the Akashic Records are the missing manual to you that you should have had all along. The book is explaining that to you. And then there is a special meditation and access prayer that you can use to access your own records. So for people who are interested in doing that and they want to put the time in, and it does take practice, it's like building a muscle, you can access your records. It was your birthright. You should have always had it. So my mission is to restore that to people.
Yeah. And really, you know, where is your book available? Is that available on Amazon?
Yes. Sorry, it's on Amazon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and it's called Akasha Unleashed.
The missing manual to you. Uh-huh.
The missing manual. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about Akashic Records. So, you know, us, I want to say us spiritual light workers, the people that, you know, are in our new age community, we've heard of Akashic Records before, but what about the people that have never heard of Akashic Records? Tell us, what does that mean? And, tell us, what does that mean?
Sure. It's like this energetic archive that's somewhere. You could think of it as inside you. Some people do. Others think of it out there in the ether somewhere. But it's an energetic archive that contains every detail about you since the time of creation. And if you think you might have had 1,000 or more lives, imagine how vast that archive is. So there it is, just waiting for you to access it with all of these details about how your soul is wired, about your karmic experiences that are so important, because often they play into what's happening in our lives today. We might have repeating patterns that we have no idea why they're there. What's the cause of all this? Sometimes it's karmic. And once you understand the basis of it, then you can release it and move on.
Right. So do you also read your own Akashic Records?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And is that something that you go in there often, or do you do this just like, you know, what, every, you know, once you've read your records, you wouldn't necessarily keep going back, or do you?
Well, there's always more. I don't spend a lot of time probing my own. It's more being in connection with the records and downloading messages. I do a lot of channeled messages, and they're always loving and uplifting and beautiful. So I love to do that.
Yeah. Like what I'm finding, you know, like for my own, in my own creation with what I'm doing, like creating as I go. So I am continuously updating my records, if you will, by creating as I go and continuously keep releasing, you know, the old and then creating as I go and bringing that level of wisdom, that level of consciousness, and that level of light into the moment now.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always more information coming through. Sometimes I don't really understand it and I just have to wait until I catch up to the teaching, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, it's always there. And the funny thing is, I was taught that you go into the records, you do this little ceremony, and then you also do this closing where you close them out. But you know, I'm kind of a rule breaker. That's how I'm wired. And I kept forgetting to do it, so I stopped worrying about it. So the result is that I'm almost always connected. It's just a thought away and I'm there. So I found for me that actually works really well. And sometimes I'll get these little pictures. I'll be driving down the road and these little pictures will come in. It might be about someone. It might be something from my life. Sometimes I'll get a little story about somebody who's currently in my life, and it will show me a past life experience that we've had. I found out my very best friend, we've been friends for more than 30 years. We were married in a past life. We were a frontier couple, and it was like I was Daniel Boone and she was my wife kind of thing. So it's really freaky what comes through, but it helps you to understand why you're drawn to certain people.
Right, right. So I know you're going to be doing, you're going to be reading for anyone that wants to call into the show today. And you're also going to do a little reading for me later on in the show, which is exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And so I just want to give the number out again, 1-800-930-2819. Feel free to call in so that you can speak to Deborah. And so tell us a little bit more about some of the benefits to when you get access to your records or even having, you know, a reading with you. What are some of the healing benefits that happen for people?
Well, sometimes people will have some kind of a trauma that they're dealing with. I've had suicide and rape, but they've come to me, and you wouldn't necessarily think of the Akashic Records for that, but for whatever reason, they resonated and they came. So I went into their records, and the karmic story came up about what had happened in a past life. For one lady, it was a rape in a past life. And it turned out it was the same age that she currently was. So there was a synchronicity going on there. She was ready for it. She was more empowered in this lifetime. So she was ready to get the story. And then getting that story also came with a healing ceremony. So we went through that together. And she was able to walk away and put it behind her and move on so rapidly. And that is the benefit of this, is that healing can happen rapidly because you're getting to the root of the problem. And the other thing I do is I help people to understand how their soul is wired, which is, I just love doing this because so often people are criticizing themselves and considering their gift a shortcoming because they don't know how to use it. They don't understand it. And so when I explain to them, this is how you're wired. This is the way it works for you. And here's how you can use it to create a really fabulous life. It changes everything. And you feel so much more empowered and you get more clarity and insight about who you are and why you are. It informs upon your purpose, which is so many of us, we're searching for that. I don't know about you, but I've met a lot of people who've bounced from career to career and maybe they spent a fortune getting degrees only to find out it doesn't feed my soul. I'm not happy. So imagine if as children, we were given the gift of knowing how we were wired, how would that change our lives?
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome to be able to intuitively know that and also tap into that and having that permission slip, if you will, yeah. To follow that, you know, to follow that guidance, because that's really the place where we're going, isn't it? And, you know, making this information more accessible for people, talking about it more, bringing it out more in the open, that, you know, there's so much healing that we can really heal from our past. We don't need to carry our wounds from any traumatic experience into the future or into the present. with us anymore, and that being able to have access to how our soul is wired. Do you do that with the Akashic Records reading to find out how the soul is wired, or how do you? Yeah.
I do something that's called a soul profile. Sorry about that. In a soul profile, I go into your Akashic record and I do a deep dive research, and I pull out that blueprint and I gather all of these details about how you're wired. So you will understand how you could actually start using your gift, put it to use effectively in your life. It opens up your clarity about yourself and your self-understanding and self-appreciation and love, because when you see yourself through the divine lens, you'll never be the same again. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's so powerful, Deborah, being able to see yourself through the divine lens, because most people look at themselves as broken or as wounded or as not enough. And that's the part, isn't it? And so being able to see yourself, how you're wired, what your gifts are, and that it's okay. And for you, like you said, you help women step into their superpowers, being able to use their superpowers so that they can create a life of bliss, right? And isn't that the time for us now to really live in bliss, after having put our pain and our past behind us, moving into a life of bliss and intuition and joy and, you know, developing our gifts, right? Yeah,
we are so ready for that.
Totally.
More.
Well, I look forward to you doing a little mini reading on me. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Deborah Lupien. And just in the break, there was an announcement made, and I'm going to share it here for the first time out in the open. And that is, Deborah is going to be doing live channelings with groups of people, and she's going to become the new Esther Hicks, Deborah Lupien. And she's going to be doing live channeled events, opening up the records for groups of people. And so pay attention and watch out for when you see Deborah come to an event near you. So I'm looking forward to that. And so now we're going to do a little bit of looking into my Akashic records and my soul's wiring.
Wonderful. Well, just one clarification. So Esther Hicks channels Abraham. I channel the Akashic records. So that's the difference.
That is the difference. Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. So you channel the Akashic records and that's what you're, but we're talking about as far as a presence and being well known in the world. That's where you're going. You're becoming well known like Esther Hicks, who's channeling Abraham, and you're channeling the Akashic records at an event near you.
Yes, because that's what my guides are inspiring me to do. And that's what my soul is asking, to get this out to a larger audience because they need it now. This world has got a lot of issues and it's time for the light workers to step up, you know, because so many of us have been hiding for lifetimes because it wasn't safe. And I know you know this, we've talked about this.
Yeah. And actually, I just did a show with Carlinia Springer on this. I think it was it last week, where we talked about light workers and hiding and not coming out. And, you know, as you know, reading the records, that a lot of us that have come out prior to now in other lifetimes have lost our lives for, you know, sharing our medicine and sharing our gifts. So that cell memory, that trauma that was stored in the physical body, we can, of course, now transcend that energy because there's, you know, this is not that time, and that our time now is really to shine the light. We came here for this, and we came to ascend into a higher level of consciousness, a higher state of being, and really use the gifts of our divinity full out.
Yes. And that plays into very nicely. When I look at your records, what I see is that when you incarnated this time, you chose fulfillment as your life lesson. So I look at what you're doing now and I can see how that is playing out in your life. How do you feel it? How are you experiencing it?
Fulfillment?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fulfillment. Absolutely. I feel like this is everything that I can do now, that is to fully express myself in my divinity, is the fulfillment of that. To really fully express myself and to collaborate and to raise the vibration and to assist other people move into the abundance of their spirit. That right there is the fulfillment. Yeah.
And so it's really beautiful to have it validated that that's what you've been working towards. And that's the reason, because it's what your soul chose. And the thing about life lesson is it's not an obligation. When you hear the word lesson, you might think obligation, but really it's just an area of interest that your soul chose to focus on this lifetime. And you can change it anytime you like. So if you get done with fulfillment and you want to move on, that's perfectly fine.
I love that. I love being able to override things. See, because we're not chained and tied to anything. That once we've achieved and completed something or have attained something, then we can override it. And it's the same way that I feel about, like being able to override, like if there's a square in with the planets in astrology, that to not be paralyzed by the square or something that's happening, but to be conscious and aware of it and then choose the higher way forward, that you can override that. You don't have to be limited by that situation. And so we always have the power to choose higher and to choose again. So you're saying that I can choose if I feel fulfilled, and then I can choose something else.
Absolutely. We're free choice beings. It's always up to us. We're not puppets. Creator's not up there holding a string and, you know, directing us through our lives. It's always up to us what we do. So would you like to hear about your gift?
I would. Yes.
This is my favorite part. I love to share this with people. Your gift, Cornelia, is called divine truth. And what that means is that probably since the time you were a young child, you have just seen truth and you've spoken it, and you probably did it often in a very undiplomatic and perhaps blunt way. So people didn't always hear you. And what happens, the sad side of this for children, is that it tends to cause them to shut down and not speak their truth. So part of the journey is getting over that and learning that it's okay to speak your truth and come out and do it. Now, divine truth would be the whistleblower in our society, because dishonesty and injustice just harms their soul to the core, and they have to speak out. They're just compelled to speak out. And so that's all going on for you. Now, you can also express your truth through creative means. It doesn't all have to be your voice, but ideally you want to have a balance with voice and perhaps some kind of artistic endeavors. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes sense with everything that I've created, all my practical tools. I have my online school of divine empowerment, where I channel and I write messages every day, my creative expression every day. I write and forge my path ahead, which is, you know, about 10 minutes. And then I do an audio recording, which is, and I have an online membership, an online tribe. And then pretty much all the practical tools that I create, I'm continuously creating, to where I just got a text this week from one of my women that's in my mastermind group. And she says, I'm trying to keep up with you with all the ways that you create and the different things that you're doing. Is really helping me, and thank you so much. So that is, it's part of my creation, it's part of my expression, and part of my truth. All the places within where I have felt less than, or that hasn't been the truth, every single one of those negative beliefs has been examined by me. Every single one of those negative emotions has been felt by me, and overridden with, you know, with what is the truth, what really is the truth, because it wasn't the wounded, broken human. And as you know, I don't know if you know this, but I've overcome suicide. My soul was a suicidal soul, and overcoming suicide, not taking action on that, was a really big, huge gift that I've overcome, and now helping other people, educating other people that they don't need to take their own life. It's the feelings that are attached, the emotions that are attached to those beliefs that want to die. It's not the being themselves. So that's really the part. But most of us, you know, we act on our emotions. We're humans, and we act on our emotions. And so that's all part of that process. So I love what you shared with me about my soul's message and my fulfillment energy and my gifts of divine truth. And I'm going to keep cultivating that, Deborah, and I'm going to keep, you know, expressing my truth. I've been told that I am a bold truth teller. So, you know, bold truth teller is it, because it does, it takes a lot of courage to be able to tell the truth. And I love how you called it a whistleblower. And yeah, because there's a lot of things, you know, that haven't been reported in the media that we have to be empowered by, and we have to know, because what is the truth? And so there is so much greater than what we've been told, and to be able to bring our truth to it, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I want to do, we have a caller on the line, so I want to bring our caller on the line, and I just want to go ahead and skip the break, if that's okay with you, Deborah.
Sure.
Awesome. Carter, would you bring our guest on, our caller on?
Yeah, Justina from Illinois. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Justina.
Hi. How are
you? Hi, how are you guys? Good.
Good. Deborah is here. So go ahead and you two, go ahead and start, Deborah, however you want to do this.
Okay. What's your question, Justina?
Just kind of my purpose. You know, I feel like, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like I've had multiple past lives where I've been some type of a healer and things, and I feel like I'm supposed to do that now too, but maybe on a different level. I don't know, just direction, I guess.
Okay, I just need a moment. Yes, I just need a moment to look up what your gift is.
Sure.
Justina, are you a very physical person? Do you like getting out and doing physical activities?
For the most part.
Okay. Your gift is called Divine Creation, and it's a very physical gift. And you're a fabulous manifester, but you got to get your body moving to manifest. So if you find that your manifestations all of a sudden shut down, the way to get them revved up again is to go out and move. Did you say something?
I hear you very loudly. It just really resonated with me.
Yes. Yeah. So you're a builder. Divine Creation likes to build literally buildings or wealth or communities. They're great with groups, but they're doing it in a very physical manner. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're Divine Creation. And there's a lot more to that, but just in a nutshell, because we do have limited time, the way that you're wired and your purpose, it's all about first giving yourself that beautiful gift of creation, doing it, experiencing it, do it, feed your soul. Then you go out in those communities and those groups that you're creating, you teach these other people how to tap into the minimal amount of divine creation that they have in themselves. Because we all have all of the gifts, but we have them in lesser amounts. So where you're an expert at creation, somebody else won't be. So that's how your purpose comes into play. So find what feels really wonderful and do that. And in the doing, know that you're going to be teaching other people about how to be their own creators. Does that make sense?
Yay. Yes. I love like teaching and that kind of thing. So I've always felt kind of pulled to that. And then I feel like I get lost in the busyness of life and then I get pulled back. So I hope I'm on the right track now. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Justina, I wanted to find out, how do you hear about the show? Are you a follower of Cornelia Stephanie or Transformation Talk Radio?
So Transformation Talk Radio, you know, it's weird how everything happens. And I was just kind of looking on YouTube and somehow I ended up through different clicks ending up on the Facebook page of the Transformation Talk Radio. And yeah, so I've just been like fascinated. It's like I found my people. Like I feel like there's like a sense of community there, which is really exciting. So then I heard your show last week and I set it up to notify me when it was back on and was watching it today. So, yeah.
Wonderful, Justina. Thank you so much for calling in and for playing with us at Transformation Talk Radio and being courageous and vulnerable today to get your truth, to get your truth and get your soul's message today. So we do encourage you to unfold and be your creative self.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in.
Bye, Justina.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wonderful. So let me say the telephone number again for anyone else that wants to get their Akashic records read by Deborah. Call at 1-800-930-2819. So it's wonderful that you have that it's right there for you. It's almost like you've got this, you've cultivated this energy. It's just a field you're walking in now and it's just open. So you you've cultivated that field and you trust the energy that comes through and are able to get the messages clearly, right?
Yes, it feels really wonderful, but it wasn't always that way. And for other people who are trying to access their records, just know that in the very beginning, when you connect, maybe you'll only see a color or a shape. That's okay. Accept it, appreciate it, keep coming back for more. And over time, it will evolve. And however your soul is wired, you may get words, you may get sounds. I get taste and feeling, and all of the senses are engaged. I see movies. That's what they show me. And it'll be different for all of us. But whatever it is perfect. So accept it, appreciate it, and keep coming back for more. And you absolutely can access your record and get this information. So eventually you may get those pictures and those little movies to show you about your past lives.
Yeah. So how long did it take you to develop all of this? Like, you know, you said it takes a while. So the process?
Well, I had already been doing the psychic work with animal communication. So that helped. I was able to move from that to mediumship. I was talking to dead people because I was talking to dead animals. So why not dead people too? And I did that for a while, but it didn't really feed my soul. Then I did a little channeling and that was really cool. And I got to the Akashic Records. So I had all that practice. I'd been going in and out. But the thing is, when I did those other psychic type of connections, I didn't trust it. So I wasn't confident delivering the fullness of the message. But with the Akashic Records, it was different. It's a different kind of connection because it's your record. There's a familiarity and a comfort so that you can connect easier. That's my experience anyway. So now whatever comes through, I just give it all to the person. It's not my business what the message is or what they do with it. My job is just to be the facilitator, to translate and share the message with them.
Right, right. So you're not attached. You're trusting what comes through and you're just going to share the message. And so sometimes are there things to share that aren't traumatic or?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I can remember one that was just really visceral. I went in and immediately I saw this picture of this little girl. She was maybe 4 or 5 and she was cowered on the floor. And she's got, you know, hands over her head trying to protect herself. And there's this adult standing over her with a knife viciously slashing her. And as I shared with her what I saw, she started crying and she said, "That's my mother." Her mother had always treated her like an enemy and she didn't know why. So we probed a little further and we found that they had a past life connection where they were sisters. And there was all this jealousy and Sturm und Drang over a man and there was suicide and death and, you know, the whole nine yards. So she had incarnated deliberately as the child of this woman so they could resolve that old karma. But mom wasn't having it. She wasn't going to cooperate. So this lady was able to understand, okay, this is why. Now I don't have to feel so bad about myself. Mom's not deciding to resolve the karma. I can resolve it. I can detach. And it brought her a lot of peace and healing.
Yeah. I could see that. Especially, you know, where maybe before the agreement was that they were both going to resolve. But again, like you said earlier, this is a free will planet. And we always, always have to choose. We Yes. always have to choose no matter what, because, whenever we're ready, to really get that healing, to get that realization and to understand the lessons that we came here to learn, right? Whatever they are. Yes. And we really have to be ready. So good. It's good that this woman was able to now then put the pieces back together again. And so that she can understand, hey, you know, if my mother doesn't choose it, I still do. I can have compassion for her and I can have compassion for me. And even though she's not choosing to resolve it now, I have.
Yes. And so she could do a clearing ritual, which I gave her, to release all of that energy. So if mom wants to hold on to it, she can do her own thing, but the daughter doesn't have to continue to engage.
Right, right.
you know, the cool thing about this stuff is if we don't get it this time, we'll get it next time. We've got lots of chances.
What do you mean we'll get it next time?
The next lifetime, because we've had so many of them. So if we don't fix it all this time, which of course we can't, there's so much, we'll get it another time. It's okay.
Yeah. Do you, how many lifetimes have you had? Do you know?
I don't. I've never asked that question. That's a funny thing. I never thought to ask it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard somebody say before they've had like something over like 400 or 500 lives or, you know, so it's a very interesting thought process to think that, yeah, we have definitely played lots of different actors on this earth plane, lots of different actors playing all the different parts in the movies. And that's why, you know, karma, right? Creating our own karma and now being able to really release the trauma and the karma of the negative conditioning and really align with our soul's purpose, which is, again, to live in bliss and express ourselves. What was it that you said earlier? Our main purpose is what?
We're seeking higher consciousness. We're expanding as souls.
Yeah. We're expanding as souls. And so really, it doesn't matter what it is that you do for a living, as long as you are experiencing and living your life in a state of being that brings you joy. So, exactly. Right, that brings you joy. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to, have a particular career or something. As long as your state of being brings you joy, then that is enough.
And just imagine if we were all doing that, how the world would change.
So fast.
Yes.
So fast. So wonderful. Well, let's take a break and let me give the number one more time. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call and let's talk to Deborah. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
We are back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. What a transformational, enlightening conversation. I love this. So Deborah, just tell us, you have a free gift for our listeners today. What is it that they get and how do they get it?
It's a free ebook that's called How to Recognize Messages from Your Guides, because so many people say to me, I'm not sure if I'm connecting with my guides or not. Was that a message or was it my ego? So I wrote this little book. It's short. You can go through it quickly to help you understand how you can recognize and be more comfortable and accepting. And the key is, if it's a voice that is mocking you or saying negative things to you, it is definitely not your guides. That's your ego. But if it's something that's uplifting, it's probably your guide. So take it and run with it and use it. See what happens. I've also got a number of meditations on my website, which is akashaunleashed.com. So you can go there and hit the meditations tab, take a look at what's there and enjoy those. The ebook you can find at akashaunleashed.com/messages-from-guides.
Wow. Okay. Say that last one again.
Sure. akashaunleashed.com/messages-from-guides. It's also in your notes there, I saw. So
good,
they can
put it. Yeah. And we'll put it under the YouTube description so people will be able to access it there. So let's do a recap for everybody. And, you know, starting from the beginning, maybe even getting your book at Amazon, Akasha Unleashed is the name of the book. And then if somebody wanted to start with their own records, what would be the process?
Well, read the book so that you'll understand more about what the Akashic records are and why you should care. And when you get to the end of it, there is a link to get a bonus meditation and an access prayer. So you can use those together. The access prayer is very special. It was downloaded from the Akashic records from Archangel Metatron, who is the overseer of the Akashic records. And it's to restore your soul to default settings, to wipe away all the stuff from this third dimensional world, to get you recentered. And then when you finish that meditation, you'll be in a lovely receptive state where you can use the prayer and then just float right into your records. And then just be and allow. And it doesn't have to be a long time that you spend. It can be minutes. Don't put pressure on yourself. Just flow with it and allow it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So do you have any other stories that you can share with us about the people that whose records you've read and how it's changed their lives to give people another incentive for, you know, developing and going in and getting access to their own records?
Yeah, there was one that was really memorable. This lady came to me and she said, "My life is crap," although she didn't use that word. "My family is crap. My job is crap. Everything is crap." And really an unusual energy. So when I went in, the story I got was, I saw this little girl. She was probably 4 years old. She's wearing a white gown. She's barefoot. She's standing on a cobbled street. It looked like it was maybe turn of the century England. There are carriages going by, people going by, and it's like she's invisible. They're all just leaving her. And it, you know, it's clear she's an orphan and she's starving. So she gets really tired and she goes over and sits down with her back against this building and her knees up to her chest. And as she's sitting there taking her final breaths, this man walks by and he stops to scrape some dog poop off of his shoe. The final thought that goes through her mind as she dies, dog poop is more important than I am. Oh my God, just choked me up. so sad. And it's like, okay, now I know why everything is crap. She died with crap on her mind and she brought that into this lifetime. And so then they showed her this beautiful vision of meeting this man and going to this family environment and having a party. And so here's all the potential for what you can do when you let go of the crap. So we did a little clearing. We got the whole story. I talked to her about 3 months later, and you would have thought it was a different person. She was in a relationship. She was bubbly, excited for life. And it was just so amazing. And this never gets old. As many times as I've done it, it's like magic. Just getting to the heart of the problem, hearing the story, and then letting it go. That starts the healing so that you can move on and step into that beautiful life that you planned for yourself when you came here.
Yeah. Again, it makes you realize that there's really nothing wrong, that the only thing that wants to be realized is the emotion, where you are, the lesson, the experience, yes, so that you can write the lesson, the experience, you can bring your consciousness, and then the healing can begin. And so it doesn't have to take years and years and years. It can happen overnight with being ready when you're really ready. And so that's why your mission to go out there and help as many women as you possibly can, to empower them to tap into their creative abilities and their superpowers with this work, is so greatly needed. I was also thinking about if somebody is, dies of an illness, and then they're reborn, and they, you know, bring that illness with them into this life. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I actually had a young man who had been sick most of his life, and I think he's 30-ish now. So he had done a lot of work on himself and healing. But when I went to see what was going on, yeah, he'd had a whole bunch of different lifetimes where there were negative things happening and people that he engaged with who were tormenting him, and because of his gift. So he brought that all forward. And when we got to the heart of the story again, he was able to release that and move on. And then he came back and I did a birthday reading for him, which I love to do because birthday readings are so amazing. On your birthday in the Akashic Records, they have this big party because they're archiving last year's records and they're starting a whole new archive. And you don't even have to do it on your birthday because time is different there. So you just, I'm here for my birthday reading, and you get it.
Oh, good. So
he got this lovely story, and he went to a carnival and it was all upbeat and there was entertainment. There were elephants and poodles on bicycles, and it was just really lovely and uplifting. And then he was off to go and do hang gliding over the ocean. And it was like, wow, to go from all of that illness to stepping into the light, to allowing the healing, and then now getting into the physicality and enduring all that life has to offer. It was just phenomenal.
Wow, that's extraordinary. That's super, super fun how everything can really be transformed, and really now is our time to be able to do it, that we don't have to hold on to the pain anymore, that we can really release our past, not just our past right now, but some of us are still carrying our past from other lifetimes, which is another reason why to release that dead weight and say, you know what? I'm ready for my new life. I'm ready for my new beginning. I'm ready for my new era. I'm ready to build my new world. I'm ready to live my divine truth and create from a place of empowerment and intuition, and listen to my heart and listening to my guidance, right? This is our time.
It is, and you deserve it. This is what you came to experience, the joy and the bliss, the wonder and the delight. Yeah. And you know, it's funny, the guides are always saying, you're too serious. Will you lighten up and go play? So that's a big message that comes through. We all need to do that. More play.
Yeah, I definitely need to take that advice. That's for sure. Definitely need more play. Because I'm pretty serious. I've got a lot of things that I'm, disciplined and seriousness and all of that, but more play. So bringing more harmony into my play is definitely something that's on my list for 2019 as I am unfolding. So Deborah, it's been amazing having you on the show. I thank you so much for this enlightening conversation and love to, you know, have you come back at some time in the future and wish you so many blessings and love. Can we get your email or your website address one more time for everybody?
Sure. AkashaUnleashed.com. And they can just click a link on the site to email me. And there's a phone number there as well, so they can get in touch that way. Thank you so much, Cornelia. It's been a delight.
It's wonderful to have you. Thank you so much. See you again next time. Stay tuned for the Millionaire Imprint for Women coming up after this. We'll see you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.